Researchers are getting a better understanding of how waiting in long lines to cross the U.S.-Mexico border affects people's health. Frontera's reporter Adrian Ferrido has details.
Any regular border crosser knows waiting for hours on foot can be hot, uncomfortable, not to mention
not being able to sit down, not having restrooms, not having water available.
Penelope Quintana, a researcher at San Diego State University, says beyond inconvenience, waiting to cross the border is bad for your health. She and colleagues have been exploring how emissions from thousands of idling cars affect surrounding communities, the people in the cars themselves, and the pedestrians waiting to cross the border just steps away from those cars. Quintana just published a summary of researchers' many findings. Among them,
people who are standing in line had higher metabolites of this 1-nitropyrene just found in diesel exhaust in their urine than people who didn't cross the border.
Quintana hopes the research influences future designs for border crossing infrastructure and border communities. In San Diego, I'm Adrian Florido.